Remember wishing on Dragon Balls as a kid? You know, like picturing that one thing you wanted more than anything in the world.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, who didn't want to try and summon a giant dragon,
Up
right?
exactly. Well, in the Dragon Ball world, that's everyday life, right? We're talking martial arts, energy blasts that could probably vaporize a planet.
Oh, at least. Don't forget those crazy intense tournaments where the fate of the universe is on the line.
And at the center of it all are those mystical Dragon Balls. But this time around, the wish might be a little different. Instead of gaining something, it seems like someone's trying to take things away, and not in a nice way.
Yeah, this is not your average training montage episode, that's for sure.
Not at all. This is Dragon Ball Daima, folks. Brand new series premiered just last week, and the first episode, Conspiracy, well, it definitely lives up to the name.
Oh, yeah. It drops us right into the action, doesn't it? Introduces us to this new villain, Goma. And he is not here to play.
So Goma, he's got a plan, and let's be real, it wouldn't be Dragon Ball without someone trying to steal those Dragon Balls.
Right. You almost expect it at this point.
But it's interesting because on the surface, it seems kind of basic, right?
Wait, yeah. I mean, we've seen Frieza, Cell, even Majin Buu gunning for the Dragon Balls.
Exactly. But I think this time, it's the why behind the what that's really got everyone talking.
100%. Because Goma doesn't seem interested in immortality or, you know, the usual world domination thing.
He's after something called the Tertian Oculus, which, honestly, that name alone gives me the chills.
Right. It's like, what even is that?
Yeah.
But just the way it sounds, you know it's bad news.
For sure. And for any listeners who are maybe newer to Dragon Ball, we gotta emphasize, we haven't seen anything like this before.
Never. And that's what makes it so interesting. It's not like, oh, another powerful artifact. Same old, this evil third eye, as it's called in our sources, it's a complete unknown.
Totally. I mean, think about it. We've had the Dragon Balls, the Hyperbolic Time Chamber, even the Grand Elder Guru's mystical powers.
Exactly. And Goma's not even going near this Tertian Oculus thing until Goku and Vegeta are out of the picture.
That speaks volumes. Makes you think, what could be so powerful that even seasoned warriors like those two pose a threat?
Exactly. And this is where it gets even more interesting.
Because Goma's not working alone, right?
He's got this. Let's call it an alliance, but it's an uneasy one for sure, especially with this Neeva character.
Okay, so Neeva's a Namekian. And to break it down for folks who aren't as familiar, why is that such a big deal?
Well, the Namekians,
Yeah.
they created the Dragon Balls. Like, that's their whole thing. They understand those things better than anyone in the universe.
So having one team up with someone like Goma, I mean, talk about an eyebrow raiser.
Huge red flag. I
Yeah.
mean, think about it. It's like the guardians of a powerful artifact suddenly switching sides.
Right. Makes you wonder, what's going on in Neeva's mind? Is Goma using some kind of Namekian mind control that we don't know about?
Or does Neeva have his own agenda? Because let's be real, Namekians are all about peace,
Yeah.
right? Harmony.
Yeah. Seeing one work with a power-hungry villain like Goma is definitely not the norm.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And then on top of all of that, there's their destination,
Which.
Universe 7.
Dun dun dun. So, for our listeners keeping track, what's the significance of that particular universe?
Well, Universe 7 is basically the Dragon Ball universe. It's where Earth is, where Goku and Vegeta and all the Z fighters live.
It's home turf.
Exactly. So for this to be Goma's target, you know it's got to be personal.
Oh, yeah, definitely personal. Especially with what else we're hearing about Universe 7. Our sources are saying it's absolutely buzzing right now.
Right. Lots of unusual activity, all centered around this mysterious figure known only as Dr. Urinsu.
Dr. Urinsu. Another new player, completely out of left field. Are they connected to Goma? Are they there to stop him? Or are they just on their own, completely unrelated mission in Universe 7? I mean, who knows at this point? It's driving the fans wild on the forums.
Total mystery. And that's what's so great about this premiere episode. They've managed to pack so much intrigue into what, like 20 minutes of animation?
Right. And you know they're setting up for something big. So if you want to jump into this whole thing yourself, you can find Dragon Ball Daima on Crunchyroll, Hulu, and Netflix. It's dubbed and subtitled, so no excuses.
Get ready for some serious action, though. This isn't just another bad guy showing up to cause trouble. This has the potential to change everything we thought we knew about Dragon Ball.
And that's saying something. But here's the thing that really gets me right. The title of the episode is Conspiracy. So if Goma is working with a Namekian targeting Universe 7 for some secret reason,
What else is going on?
exactly. What other players are out there pulling strings we don't even know about? Dragon Ball Daima is just getting started, but I have a feeling it's going to be one heck of a ride.